The humble magnet may not seem to belong alongside steel, microchips, and oil as a chess piece in the great diplomatic game, but on April 4th, as part of its retaliation against American tariffs, China announced export restrictions on a particularly useful kind of magnet, the powerful permanent sort that can be made with rare earth materials. Assuming the restrictions stay in force, they are likely to have a big impact. Strong and compact, rare earth magnets have found their way into everything from electric cars and wind turbines to MRI machines and missile guidance systems. And as with rare earth industry in general, Chinese firms dominate the market. America's Department of Energy estimated in 2022 that China produced 92% of the 100,000-odd tons of rare earth magnets made each year. That China is exploiting its dominance of rare earths and the things made from them is hardly new. In 2010, it halted exports of rare earth metals to Japan for months over a fishing dispute. It imposed further restrictions in February, before Donald Trump, America's president, kicked off the latest round of the trade war. But restrictions on magnets themselves came as a surprise, says Jack Howley, an analyst at IDTechX, a market analysis firm. Many firms were focused on the tariffs, says one industry observer, but these export restrictions could end up hurting them more. And the defense implications, says Dr. Howley, are likely to really scare governments around the world. China's restrictions, therefore, seem likely to boost efforts to find new sorts of magnets that do not rely on rare earth elements.